Welcome to Five More Minutes, a podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church designed to remind us of the gospel of Jesus, that God loves us, and that because of the work of Christ, our sin, though grievous, is atoned for, and that we are called into the with God life, learning to love him and neighbor. This past Sunday, one of our elders, not a current sitting elder, Andrew Sharp, preached on Acts chapter 6, which is a little bit about the structure of the early church and about one of the first deacons of the church named Stephen. One of my favorite things about Andrew is that he does not love all of the structures of the church. More than once in a meeting, I would notice a particular facial expression, which I have come to learn was his paralysis by analysis assessment of a specific discussion. Andrew was not always sure that we needed to be talking about things as long as we talked about them. And yet he understood, as he preached on Sunday, that some structure is necessary, both for the right worship of God, but also for the caring of one another, as we see in the beginning of Acts chapter 6, when they realize that some widows are being neglected in the offering of the church. And one of the reasons that I could handle this criticism from Andrew is because he runs one of the most important ministries at Covenant Presbyterian Church, and that's a ministry to men and women who live alone, particularly those who are older, because we can't minister to everyone, and we check in on them. We ask them how they're doing. We ask if there are little projects that they would need help with. We call once a month, and a team of people is ready and somewhat able and always willing to go over and help. This ministry is called the Build and Repair Network, and I'd love for you to consider getting involved with it, either through our deacons who support it peripherally or through the ministry itself. And I want to extend that because many of us know older or not older people who live alone. And Matthew chapter 25 and certainly this text imply that we have a role, reminding them that they're not alone, reminding them that they do have folks that care about them. And so I wonder when last you called someone who lives alone. They may not need anything. The particular example from Acts chapter 6 is about the church, but this could be someone who doesn't go to the church. It could be a family member. It could be someone on your block. Do you know the folks on your block? Do you check in on them every once in a while? We often think, especially after an inspiring sermon, that we need to do the next great, big, amazing thing for God that could be tweeted about and perhaps a book could be written about. And yet, the actual scriptures are more about the mundane moments where our faith meets up with God's faithfulness. And we call our family member or the man and woman who lives on our block or the man or woman from our church that we know, and we know they live alone, and we just check in on them. Maybe we don't have time to offer much, but we just wanted them to know they were thinking about us. And maybe you called that person just a couple of days ago, and you don't know that that was a wonderful act of neighbor love. Because in the midst of our relative moments of passionate embracing of the gospel, we can forget that we are never called to less than neighbor love. So I hope you find some time this week to either explore our Build and Repair Network or perhaps reach out to a friend from your church, or someone on your block who lives alone and might just appreciate a phone call. Because the gospel of Jesus frees us into relationship with God, away from our sin, and towards our neighbors in love. That's it for Five More Minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged.